Radio Daily. For that halfway point of the week in which you're like, yeah, I know, but it means I still got to go to work tomorrow. Yes, but you don't have to go to work for three more days like I do. Welcome to the 20th of March, 2019. We be the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from Facebook, Twitter, and of course the MySpace.com/GeekRadioDaily. All the kids are talking about these days, by all means. The folks that are bringing it to you today, well, the man that always has that chipper, upbeat way to get you through the day, it's Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Wow, you look a lot better when you can't tell what you look like.
That, you know, I've heard that. That's kind of fair. Hey there, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Go ahead and make fun of me. Everybody else does.
You might as well be a joiner, since you don't have any individuality.
What happened this fine day there, sir?
In 1800, in a letter, Alessandro Volta announces his invention of the voltaic pile, the earliest battery, to Sir Joseph Banks, president of the Royal Society in London, England.
Oh, I thought he put something on someone's doorstep. 1841, the short story The Murders in the Rue Morgue by Edgar Allan Poe, which will later become to be widely considered the first detective story in history, is published in Graham's Magazine. It establishes many literary devices and motifs later seen in the mystery genre.
In 1886, an alternating current AC electrical system is demonstrated by lighting Main Street in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, with electricity generated by the power plant of George Westinghouse.
1900, Nikola Tesla receives a patent for the wireless transmission of electric power, which is why we should have backed him. Good God, think about that. Less wires?
Yeah, no kidding. 1916, Albert Einstein publishes an academic paper on his theory of general relativity. Einstein's theory accounts for the slow rotation of the elliptical orbit of Mercury, which Newtonian gravitational theory failed to explain. What?
Gotta carry that one. 1934, the first practical radar system is tested by Rudolf Kuhnold, chief of the German Navy Signals Research Department in Kiel Harbor, Germany.
1964, the European Space Research Organization, the forerunner of the European Space Agency, is established by 10 European nations for the purpose of joint scientific research per a June 14, 1962 agreement.
1977, JVC launches its VHS video format with a two-page advertisement in the Japanese newspaper Asahi Shimbun.
1999, Legoland California, the third Legoland theme park, opens in Carlsbad, California. It's the first Legoland to be built outside of Europe.
USA, U. 2009, escape artists release the science fiction film Knowing, directed by Alex Proyas, starring Nicolas Cage and Rose Byrne.
Oof.
Right?
But you can always go home and catch the final episode of the science fiction series Battlestar Galactica called Daybreak Part 2. And never mind.
I had a good time. 2015.
The first half, fantastic.
2015, a solar eclipse, equinox, and a supermoon all occur on the same day. And Gozer showed up.
2018, Uber paused its self-driving car tests in every city in the U.S. after a female pedestrian was killed by an Uber car operating in autonomous mode in Tempe, Arizona. It could be the first known death caused by an autonomous car operating on public roads.
Those people never went to the drive-in to see the car. Birthdays?
Dean Geyer, 33, from Terra Nova, and Brody in Glee.
Terra Nova. Michael Rapaport's 49 from Copland, Deep Blue Sea, Next Friday, Comic Book Villains, a ton of other things I've forgotten.
I'm not Rapaport. Holly Hunter, 61, from Raising Arizona, The Incredibles, Batman 5 Superman, The Incredibles 2, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
William Hurt is 69 from Altered States, Body Heat, Lost in Space, Dark City, Incredible Hulk, and Civil War. Look, they brought him back.
John DeLancey, 71 years old, Q in Star Trek The Next Generation, and Voyager and all the other ones that he was in. Fisher King, Legend, and Discord in My Little Pony.
Hal Linden is 88. He was one of the many voices in Destroy All Monsters, American dubbed version, Barney Miller, and the very much forgotten Black's Magic.
Carl Reiner, 97 years old. From The Dick Van Dyke Show, The 2000-Year-Old Man with Mel Brooks, Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, which is a fantastic Steve Martin movie, Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Look, he is the genesis of most modern comedy.
Yeah, no doubt. No longer with us, born in the state in 1903, Edgar Buchanan, Uncle Joe Carson from Petticoat Junction, Green Acres, and the Beverly Hillbillies, all part of the Hooterville trilogy.
1922, Ray Goulding of Bob and Ray.
1928, Fred Rogers from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. He was not a sniper. Look it up, kids.
And 1937, a man with a fantastic voice, Jerry Reed. He was a country music singer, The Survivors, and of course, played the snowman on Smokey and the Bandit.
Hold on to your ass, Fred.
On CBS, it's like the worst cocktail party ever on a new Survivor SEAL team.
Survivor SEAL team. God, that's the greatest show. ABC's a new Goldberg school with Modern Family single parents. Then Will and Frankie set out to Paris where they have to reluctantly pose as a married couple on a new Whiskey Cavalier.
I got to catch up on that show. It's so fantastic. NBC has the Best of the Blinds on a new The Voice. I guess Marley Matlin's going to be on there. And a new Buble.
Over on Fox, it's a new Empire and Star.
CW has a new Riverdale and All-American.
Freeform, oh my gosh, I hope you're all sitting down. It's the premiere of Pretty Little Liars, The Perfectionist.
That's right, a sequel.
Wait, I hadn't sat down. Never mind, I don't care. AMC has Gran Torino.
E! Entertainment Television has a new episode of Botched, but they didn't give us the fantastic episode titles they normally do, so I'm just going to say, oh God, what is that? A new Botched.
FX has The Equalizer.
FXX, four goddamn more days on a new episode of You're the Worst.
I love that show. FXM has Kung Fu Panda 3.
IFC has Long Gone on a new documentary now.
I love it. BBC America has Zero Dark 30.
Paramount, The World Is Not Enough. And okay, that was better than the other one, sure.
Yeah, that's the one that had Jonathan Pryce in it,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Terry Hatcher. Okay, yeah, that one's totally good. Sundance, The Ministry of Evil, The Twisted Cult of Tony Alamo.
Sci-Fi Channel, it's a new The Magicians, and Lynn tries to escape from El Diablo with his daughter on a new Deadly Class.
TCM, I know you may think it, but Alice doesn't live here anymore.
Hey, that's the movie the show was based off from last week. Tonight, though, we're watching the Hallmark Channel because a food executive attempts to convince a chef to create a product line of frozen foods, and he refuses. But he's forced to have a change of heart after financial difficulties and a reputational hit lead him to make the deal. Autumn Reeser, Kevin J. Smith star in Love on the Menu.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update.
Ben and Sierra end up in a dangerous situation when gunshots are fired at the Demira Mansion. Ben thought he saw Chad, but that can't be. He's busy flying his new model airplane and finally pushed Abby enough to join him. Jennifer puts Jack on the hot seat because she needs to shop for a new dress for a tense interview. Trip suspects Claire's been lying to him. Because that's, you know, what most people do. Haley's fate is decided. And she's not felt judged by this many people since she forgot her canvas bags at Whole Foods. Hashtag Chappy. Forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
Well, no, of course there's not today, because everybody's now trapped in their early 2000s once they went back to MySpace and went, I can't believe this is all still here. And why don't you tell
but
us?
But it isn't.
well, not all the music anyway. But if you found something cool that we should all go check out, drop us a link. Tell us all about it. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or if you'd like to do some blind random looks at old MySpace pages and record it in real time, we'll play that later. We might even do a whole special episode about it. Just send that by voicemail to the magic number of
510-GRD-CROW.
Next week, maybe we'll go to GeoCities. Altavista's calling.
Do you like to study? Are you kind to creatures of all shapes and sizes? Do you believe in monsters? Then Baron Davis and the Monster Rangers want you. Monsters hide in plain sight. Boys and girls can see them, and so can you if you just use Baron Davis's patented Imaginate process involving self-discipline, wonder, and candy. Monster Rangers are kind, honorable, spooky, thrifty, and irreverent, while the evil Dr. Duke Davis and his plug uglies are mean, full of bunk, and your run-of-the-mill mullygrubs. Join us to help defend the land of Monstru. Monsters around the globe are in trouble and need our help. So if you've got the moxie, then log on to your nearby terminal and go to monsterrangers.com. Believe, study, protect.
Hi, this is Jeff Combs, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. And you know what's the part? If we got Jeff Combs to show up, you know we throw parties. I'm just saying, you should come check it out sometime.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book name.
Indeed it is. What's waiting for us at the shop, sir?
Well, from Detective Comics, we've got Aquaman 46, Batman 67, Lucifer number 6, and when Morgan's business rivals get wind of Agent Sheila Curry's off-the-books investigations into the white nationalist leader. But things don't go well at all when they try to make an illegal quid pro quo with the vengeful FBI agent.
Yeah.
Latin hard. Meanwhile, Richard closes in on the murder of Agent Watson with the help from the unlikeliest of allies in American Carnage, number 5.
Stay away from me! Over at Marvel, Avengers No Road Home, 6 of 10. Conan the Barbarian, number 2. Wolverine Infinity Watch, 2 of 5. And then, after years of seeing Wilson Fisk escape criminal prosecution, the wisecracking web-slinger has the opportunity to team with the PDNY to help them arrest his fearsome foe. But when the kingpin of crime is removed from the mean streets of the Big Apple, how will the mysterious Mr. Negative's ascent to power bring Peter Parker's civilian world and Spider-Man's superhuman worlds crashing together? God only knows! It's Spider-Man, City at War, 1 of 6.
Man, you gotta watch out for the super Hermans.
No worries.
Dynamite Entertainment, Elvira. The Shape of Elvira, number 2, which I think we can all do from memory. James Bond, 007, number 5. Rainbow Bright, number 5. From Boom Studios, we've got Adventure Time, Marcy and Simon, 3 of 6. Lumberjanes, number 60. Wizard Beach, 4 of 5. And take a look into the never-before-seen history of one of the most beloved characters in the verse, Saffron. Or, you know, Saffbridge. Journey through the early days of Saffron's life, from before her fateful meeting/marriage to Mal. This is an origin story no fan is sure to forget. In Firefly, Bad Company, number 1.
Till the day I die. For Titan Comics, it's Bloodborne, number 10. Archie Comics, Jughead, The Hunger. IDW Publishing, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, number 76. Sonic the Hedgehog, 15. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 92. And A War Threatens the Moonshy Isles. Legendary heroes return to defeat the forces of an unthinkable foe. The Forgotten Realms are changed forever as young wizard Helene and her friends grow from raw recruits on the streets of Mintarn into powerful warriors in Dungeons & Dragons, A Darkened Wish, number 1.
From Zenoscope, we've got Conspiracy, 4 of 5.
That's just what they want you to think.
Maybe we'll finally find out the origin story of Lou Bega. Gretel, number 1. From Dark Horse, we've got BPRD. The Devil You Know, number 14. MST3K, number 5. StarCraft Soldiers, 3 of 4. Two women, a young religious acolyte and a hard-bitten freighter pilot, who separately uncover a vast conspiracy between the leader of the system's dominant religion and the megacorporation that controls society. On the run from reprisals on both sides, this unlikely pair of rebels risk plunging the world into anarchy if they reveal the truth. But when your beliefs betray you, what choice is there left? Invisible Kingdom, number 1.
Over at Danger Zone is Double Jumpers, Full Circle Jerks, number 4. Gun Cats, number 4. At Image, Bitter Root, number 5. Criminal, number 3. And Monstrous, 21. But over at Action Lab Entertainment, Charles Chip Iswich isn't one of those coastal elites with a liberal arts degree and a job at a social media startup who knows where all the best brunch places are. Oh, no. Chip is one of the forgotten men. He lives in a rural area in the middle of the country where Jesus still has a place at the dinner table and where factories send jobs to Calcutta. Chip is also a vampire, stuck working the last shift at a gas station. Chip is lonely and bored, and then his dull, bleak life is turned upside down when she comes to town in Dark Red, number 1.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. We all want to travel with the Doctor.
Hell yeah, McCoy would be a great drinking buddy.
Damn it, man, he's a human, not a Time Lord. Being a companion, it's not all glitz and glamour. I mean, you might end up being a creation of the net scene consciousness, literally losing your mind, and God, Donna, I'm still to this day so sorry. Or, you know, there's dying. And that one doesn't happen often, but now thanks to Big Finish, the first companion to die is making a return.
Edric is coming back? Cool.
No, the first companion to die traveled with the first Doctor. Katarina, a handmaiden from 1200 BC Troy, joined the TARDIS crew and died 5 episodes later in the Daleks' master plan when she sacrificed herself in a hostage situation by blowing both herself and her captor out of an airlock in front of the Doctor. Now, 55 years later, she returns in Daughter of the Gods, the first story in Doctor Who, the Early Adventures, 6th series, set to release in November, with a Jazz Awad lending her voice to the character in place of the original actress Adrian Hill, who passed away in 97. The story will see the second Doctor, Jamie and Zoe, encounter the first Doctor, Stephen and Katarina, after a mysterious piece of equipment Zoe reattaches to the TARDIS console causes a near collision across time and space. And Katarina shouldn't actually be there at all. You know, she died. The original actors Fraser Hines, Wendy Padbury, and Peter Purves reprised their roles as Jamie, Zoe, and Steven, with Hines and Purves also being timey-wimey wibbly-wobbly, playing the second and first Doctors as well. This marks the first really major reappearance of Katarina in any form of Doctor Who since the Mythmakers, outside of some Easter egg moments in a few novels and comics. Doctor Who, the Early Adventures Season 6 is set to release in November, which I've already said. Here is hoping that one day Donna can have her mind back. And to make it fair, just take Adams.
It's not a fair trade, but it's one we are super willing to make.
Yep, I'll sign that deal.
Syfy and Legendary TV have optioned author Seanan McGuire's Wayward Children four-book series to develop into a TV series, with Joe Trax, from A Series of Unfortunate Events, signed on to adapt.
Is this a sequel to Wayward Pines?
The books center on a mysterious boarding school for students who have returned from trips to magical worlds where they were heroes or monsters and now have to readjust to being ordinary kids.
Ah, yes, our new trend. Kids with powers at boarding schools. Damn, Phoebe Cates should have done a movie like that in the 80s.
Fast Times at Hogwarts High?
Especially when she figures out how to open up that golden egg.
The students are looking for a way back to their fantasy realms, but when students start turning up dead, those who remain team up to catch the killer, lest none of them ever get to go home again. Start opening the doors and stepping through. You never know what adventure awaits. Besides, I know that if you open the right door at the right time, you might finally find a place where you belong.
Got to go through a lot of doors
first. Bah, 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 where everybody knows your name.
Since we are on to adaptations, Button Man is going to be the next comic book to get an adaptation. The comic book written by John Wagner, illustrated by Arthur Ransom, published by 2000 AD, 42 director Brian Hegland will write and direct the adaptation for Netflix.
Button Man, fastening crime to justice.
The adaptation will tell the story of Exton, an ex-soldier and a hired killer who works at the behest of a wealthy unknown benefactor. It's all about murder and mayhem as Button Man delves into what happens when a bunch of wealthy men grow bored.
They ruin Winthrop's life and give Billy Ray Valentino a limo.
There's no crossword puzzles or games of chess in Central Park here.
Or they hire you to fly an attack helicopter with St. John Smythe.
Are you saying Ernest Borgnine's character in Airwolf was an assassin?
Prove me wrong.
I can't. These men play a dangerous game as each benefactor, or voice, as they are referred to, has their own killer he uses as a baton at his leisure. Initially a pawn in the elite's game of death.
I thought you said there'd be no chess.
Not in that way. Exton eventually aims to murder and kill his way to the top of the organization in a desperate bid to dismantle it. He will bring forth the unbuttoning!
March's creepy full moon, called the Super Worm Moon, will light up the sky on the first day of spring.
Super Worm Moon? That's 100% of They Might Be Giants song.
Oh my God, it would have been on Apollo 13. Oh, it would have been great. The Super Worm Moon will take place tonight, March 20th at 9:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So if you're listening tomorrow, sorry.
It starts less than 4 hours after the vernal equinox, brings spring to the northern hemisphere and fall in the southern hemisphere. According to NASA's Watch the Skies blog post, this will be the third supermoon of the year.
When their powers combine!
East Coast observers will be able to spot the super worm moon about 20 minutes before sunset, 7 EST, on March 20th, and the super worm moon will set at approximately 7:30 a.m. EST on March 21st, the U.S. Naval Observatory noted. This creepy moon isn't your typical lunar sighting, and it has an interesting history. Hailing from local lore, this super moon name comes from the old farmer. Okay, just got a little boring there. The name comes from the Old Farmer's Almanac, which describes the ground becoming warm and moist, resulting in the return of earthworms.
And that is the plot for the sequel to Squirm. As well as a harbinger of a bountiful tequila harvest next season.
So get yourself a good spot and don't be late. Because after all, the early bird gets the super worm. Moon!
Game of Thrones, returning for its final season, is so close and has people going just a little crazy.
Look, I risked death by eating a pastry from George R. R. Martin's hand and gave blood. Some of it was even mine. Give me my episodes.
As part of its return, the show did make a call for blood donations. And now, though, HBO has launched the next phase of its For the Throne campaign with a treasure hunt of sorts. 6 Iron Thrones have been hidden across the globe. And should you be clever enough to figure out where they are, you win the honor of saying that you found a throne.
If Carmen Sandiego doesn't get them first.
Get cracking, gumshoes. HBO made a cryptic Instagram post instructing fans to seek the weirwood in this kingdom of Earth and launched a series of videos shot around the First Throne's location meant to act as the only clues as to where the thing actually is. Each hour-long video, Dawn, Day, and Dusk, is set in just a forest. And they were shot with a 360-degree camera, so you can look all around for what little information there is to be had.
Yeah, but I keep thinking it's going to turn into a snuff film.
You are not wrong. While it doesn't seem like there's all that much going on in any of the videos, you can see the sun's movement over time, which could help you figure out where the throne is. Although, honestly, just happening to know where the hell this particular patch of forest is going to be your best bet.
I think this is just a hodoring marketing ploy to get people to watch 3 hours of nature footage.
Marlon Perkins would be happy. But before you take off, please note that there's a countdown clock which shows the contest ends on April 1st. So, you know, maybe reconsider setting off on this particular quest, because this could be just a fool's quest.
You know, a fool more foolish than most had once jested that even Lord Tywin's shit was flecked with gold.
Game of Thrones returns April 14th, and you... Wait, you don't think they mean that kind of throne, do you? GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license.
We shall take the porcelain throne.
There's some times where I tell you, like a fire-breathing dragon.
In that kingdom, you really don't want to be the hand of the king. Drop us a note, won't you, please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or you can always tell us your interpretation of all that nonsense by dialing the magic number of
510-GRD-CROWN.
And we will see you at some other point in the future.
Blah, 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 blah.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
Such a gigantic walking nightmare.
This has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
The academic language in the published reports is maybe 3 dozen off our list, and I don't even have samples for 3 dozen more.
You keep seeing it in your mind, don't you?
Yes.
Did it shake you up? You damn right it did. Shook me up.
It was outside my training. An enemy has an agenda, and we fight to block it. That, it had no agenda.
Major, a great writer once said, there are clefts in the rock where we see the back part of God and tremble. And civilization's history is written by those men. Major, we've glimpsed the back part of God.